second interview with Caroline Jordan, for Iona at Bamaclan. Caroline, would you like to tell us a wee bit about yourself, starting off your early years on the farm at Upper Harden, Bamaclan, how you found life? And
a great life on the farm. Lived all my life at Bamaclan, born, brought up on the farm there at Upper Hardland. Went to the school at Bamaclan. Nice, great wee school. Went up to primary 7 then. And myself, my brother, and Sheila, when she was a bit older, if it was good weather, we'd walk to the school over the fields and walk home at night, usually around the road, because Robin and I used to like to try and catch newts in a wee ditch until the time I actually pushed them in the ditch. I thought they'd drowned them, so it was a hasty return back home and to hide for a while. I thought it seemed I'd disappeared for hours on end. But no, it was a good school, a lot of good friends there, particularly, I would say, well, it was Jane Patterson, who's at a neighbouring farm, and there was her two brothers. The Handley boys, and we used to meet up with them regularly, had many hours playing out in the fields.
Where did they come from, Caroline?
They were Tirwattle. Great wee place, and the two of them were there. And then we had the McCaw family. They were for the Hill, the Lindsays, Summerhill, and then the Wilsons, that they were at the course. And we were all very friendly and would meet up out with school. Families would visit. I remember we had great teas, great, like what would be classed as an afternoon tea now, but it was just regular tea at the time. Great sponges, lots of goodies to eat. But many happy years on the farm.
Were they all from farming families, your friends at school?
They were, aye.
Mm-hmm. How many pupils? Can you remember how many pupils would be at school at that time, roughly?
Gosh, I can't remind how many there would be. Oh, gosh, 6, 9, 20.
Around about region of 30, 25 to 30.
I remember. I remember Mrs. Thompson, and there was another lady, and I cannot for the life of me remember her name.
Mrs. Dixon.
That's right, Mrs. Dixon. Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Thompson, of course, came from New Galloway.
That's right, and she was the head teacher in the place. We also had Mrs. Corey taught there as well, the younger Waynes.
And that would be the wife of Alistair Corey at the Smiddy.
That's right, at the Smiddy. That's also mine for the school days, a wee green bus that used to deliver pupils every morning, run by a Mrs. Waterett. I remember her well. She'd be there every morning dropping the wains off, and she'd be there in the evening to pick them up again well.
That would be at Mid Park, think.
Aye. I can't mind where from, but aye. I remember her well, but I can't mind where she was from.
And then, of course, you moved on to Dalry School.
That's right. 1969, I moved to Dalry School. The end of 69, moved to Dalry School, into primary 7 there. Things were sort of changed, and they used to keep them a bit longer at Balmaclellan, but then they changed other rulings on it, and we had to go sooner to Dalry.
How did you find education? Was it better or similar or worse at the bigger school than what you'd received at Balmaclellan?
I wouldn't say it was any worse. It was more personal at Balmaclellan. But I think we were very fortunate. We got a good education. We had good teachers and we had a good education. Maybe didn't think it at the time with some of the teachers. They were really quite strict, especially a Mr. Finlay, a Mr. Needle, and a Mr. Lawrence, particularly. But we got a good education there. We were very fortunate. It was a good school.
And then, of course, you moved on. You were thinking about your career latterly.
Right. And when I was 17, I decided before I turned 17 I wanted to be a nurse. So at 17, I left home and I had been accepted for training in Edinburgh at the Princess Margaret Rose Hospital. The reason I went there, first of all, is because it took you earlier than doing your registered general training. You were taken in far earlier. So I went up to Edinburgh, studied there. It was 21 months doing a pre-registration course in orthopaedic nursing, which is all bones. From there, I then qualified with that, and then I headed across to Ayr, where I done my registered general training, which I thoroughly enjoyed. And then when I passed my exams there, I headed back to Edinburgh again and got a staff nurse's post. And I was there up until 1983 and decided I wanted to travel. And that's when I headed off to Australia and worked in Australia for a year before coming back again to Edinburgh, and worked for 6 years in Edinburgh in general nursing, and decided again I wanted to move on. And that's when I was accepted for a job in Saudi Arabia in Riyadh. So I went out there, and I was only there a few months, and that's when Iraq invaded. It was exciting days. Never felt I wanted to come home, but we had, when everything kicked off, we had Scuds coming over every night, and our hospital was really pretty near all the action because their hospital was right next to the airbase, so it was quite a target. Stayed out there for 5 years. Difficult decision to come back home, but eventually made the decision, came back, and that's when I got a job up in Glasgow and worked up there really right up until just very recently. So I've been very fortunate to get the opportunity to travel. Had a good time, had a good life.
Aye, quite a varied career. Now, returning back to maybe some of your earlier days on the farm, what memories do you have of the farm and some of the services that were provided? You mentioned Ken Robb.
Oh gosh, Ken. We're very lucky. Those good old days, we would have delivery vans come round, and particularly remember Ken Robb, who worked with Kay's shop in New Galloway, but he came round every Wednesday, and it was always around 5 o'clock at night. And the highlight of that visit was the last thing that came out of the van, he'd bring the top drawer down, loaded with sweeties, and you got to choose whatever sweetie you wanted, usually a Crunchy or a Caramac, and then he would tootle off. We also had a butcher come round. That was on a Friday. That was from Patterson's butcher shop in New Galloway. A Monday, Tuesday, that was always market day in Castle Douglas, and Mum would go shopping. Dad would go to the market, Mum would go shopping, and you always knew when they came back, they'd have a sweetie. So fond memories of days good shopping in Castle Douglas. It usually meant a sweetie for us at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. And did you attend the church or the Sunday school in your earlier life?
Certainly did. Went to the Sunday school. Went to Sunday school every Sunday. We'd go to the church first, and then halfway through the service, that service would stop. All the children would leave, and we'd walk down to the Craig Room, which is now a house just out opposite Bam Cleland's store. But yeah, that was every Sunday. Every year as well, we always had a big Christmas party, and really it was filled with kids, a lot of good kids there. It was excellent days.
Can you remember the minister, who the minister was at that time?
Mr. Thompson.
Peter Thompson.
Peter Thompson, that's the very man.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Aye. And what was your earliest memories of the village hall in Bamaclan? Did you attend functions whether you were at school or take part in...
At primary school, I don't know how old I would be, but I remember being dressed up. We were all dressed up as clowns. Now, I wouldn't be very old at the time because my younger sister wasn't even in it. It was my brother and I and all the other kids in the school at that time. We had to dress up as clowns, and we were on stage and we were all singing. The room, the hall was packed with parents, visitors coming to watch us. Great occasions. But that particular occasion I really remember very well, because that was the day I'd had a tumble off my bike and I had to go on stage with a bandage wrapped around my knee, and I could feel it was shifting, and as I was standing on stage doing our singing, the bandage fell off, so exposing my whole knee.
It could have been a lot worse.
It could have been.
And then of course you're heavily involved in the badminton club in the Village Hall.
Great Val McClellan had a great badminton club. Our team, we played in the league, and we had good members, great membership. I was actually the treasurer of that club, and we toured all over the Stewartry to play competitions. An excellent, excellent time for all of us, and we did really well.
How many members did you have at the club at that time?
Oh, there would be, I would say, about 40.
Right, not bad for a wee village.
But I think it's great for the size of village. Aye. And they came from all around, local farms. It was excellent, well supported. Aye.
And do you remember travelling to other halls for matches?
We did. Gosh, it was New Galloway, Dorai, Ringford. I can see them, but I can't remember the name of all the places. But we did. We travelled a good distance to get to them, and it was all just parents taking us there.
And of course, as time has moved on, the full circle. You're now yourself involved in the Village Hall at Bamaclan. What do you look forward to now that you're actively involved in it?
I'd like to see more events taking place. When I think what the hall used to be like, we had regular events going on, like the Guild Sale, we had flower shows, we also had a garden show with a trophy presented for that, and my own great-grandmother, certainly. I think it's so important that we get that hall up and running and get its use fully used. We've had craft fairs in it, which has always proved to be very popular. That we've done teas in it, so there's plenty of scope, and I think it's important we keep things going. We've had great burn suppers, really outstanding burn suppers, with good entertainment and well supported. Always been very popular.
There we are. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Caroline, that we may have missed?
Gosh, I'll probably think of everything.
Your pets on the farm, did you have any pets?
Well, there was always plenty of working dogs, which they were working dogs, but I suppose I regarded them all as pets.
No cats?
We had plenty of cats as well. We always had one or two cats, old Smokey, which is a good thing. Robin, he had a lovely white rabbit, Snowy the rabbit. That was
which got eaten by a dog.
That's right.
Right, well, thank you very much, Caroline. Nice to meet you someday. We'll conclude on that positive note. Thank you very much.
Right, thank you.